Hi, everybody. Well, today is Saturday, February 21st, 2015. So we got two 21s there. Two with two 21s. So let's do a clearing for that. We'd probably have somebody ask about it. Anyway, so here we go. Let's clear February and or the 2 month. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we'll do the 21, the day. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And now we got 21. It is 2015. Okay, so we're in 2015 here, so let's just clear that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, so let's bring forth the light beams on your screen. Oh, here we go. Bring up the male one first. Here comes three male light beams. So I thought I'd do them one at a time for everybody. So first light, male light beam coming in. So get out your magnifying glass there so you can see how they look. So here's the first one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There we go. It's energized. And we'll do number two coming through. And picture may change slightly. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There we go. That just made contact. And number three. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There we go. Now we got three light beams superimposed into one. True 3D here. And let's bring in now the non-gender light beams. I'll just bring them all in at once, so there's three of them. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And the female light beam will be one, which is non-gender. Which is female. So the female is coming through. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, so this is the night where we go to the light ship. We have our 8-hour call tomorrow, starting 10 o'clock Pacific. A little heads up here, that we talked about the Chinese stuff coming in, Chinese timeline, since they have the new year on the 20th, a few days ago, yesterday actually, maybe 2 days, if you look at their time versus our time frame. So this morning about 4 a.m., I woke up I won't say under attack, but kind of confused. Just a lot of stuff going on with this massive timelines that they're trying to bring into us here. And so I had to do, felt like I got really slimed, so I had to get that off me. I got that off maybe a few hours ago. So anyway, it's the Chinese timelines, the alien races that are controlling the timelines. So let's use that term. From the Beyondo, trying to take away and integrate, maybe infuse into the regular, ordinary timeline that's here for most people. We're not talking about the CLS Now timeline. We're talking about the conventional timelines that everybody's attached to. So they wanted to maybe take precedent or have their timelines interface with everybody else to control things. About a month ago or so, I felt six timelines coming in. Didn't know what they were, just saw them kind of out there floating, and they seemed a little heavy, and this morning it was very, very heavy. So right now we're getting rid of these things. So that's kind of it, kind of in a nutshell. There's also more stuff going on, but that's besides the point, you know. But anyway, if you felt a little wacky the last couple of days, not really centered, feeling like you're lost, maybe even lost in space, and you may want to do some timeline crashes and or do just do the, you know, space clearing to bring yourself back, because they were trying to steal you. And probably in particular, probably they were bringing in these timelines to maybe connect with the reptilians here to get rid of them. So that's another way of looking at it. Remember, there's always alien wars going on, and this is what I think they were doing, is trying to get rid of their reptilian races here to take control of stuff. So anyway, I won't comment any more on that, but we'll turn it over to our co-host tonight, which is Kathy. So are you out there, Kathy?
Hi, Ron. Yes, I'm here. Hello, everyone. And as Ron said, today's Saturday, February 21st, 2015. And Ron, thank you for clearing the double two ones, the double twos there, the triple twos. And How we can get better connected here is if the listeners would like to comment on how they felt about the timeline crashing you did yesterday's show, the Chinese timeline, and the 10 years back that you did from yesterday. We do have a form on station2bbsradio.com. It will take you directly to click on Fast Chat, and that will take you to our CLS welcome page. And on that, there is a feedback form, CLS Fast Chat feedback form. And in that, you can write down your comments for during the show, after the show, and anything that you might have experienced. Because, Ron, you did say that people would be feeling those timeline crashes well after you actually did them. Is that right?
That is correct, yes. Most of the timelines were, you know, that I have at least experienced, when you do a timeline crash, it could be 5 minutes to maybe an hour. These Chinese ones, I think, just finally got done crashing maybe about 2 or 3 hours ago, okay? So just listening, if you're interested, say between 4 and 5 Pacific time is when I finally got empowered enough to get the slime off me from these timelines to actually get them out of here. So it was kind of like, you know, being sprayed, you know, with slime, you know, much like, you know, trying to suffocate me. That's kind of what I sort of sensed. Last night, like I said, at 4 a.m., I woke up and it was like awful. So it took me that long to finally come out of it. I never got terminated. Sometimes that happens. You know, I've been dead probably 80 times in the last year, killed, but that didn't happen this time. Just the heavy energy of these timelines coming in to take people maybe sideways off the planet or something, or, you know, it doesn't make any difference. You know, you got to have your freedom here and free choice, free will. So that's, you know, what I'm here to try to hold up so everybody can enjoy that. And like we always talk about, you know, as you have more clearings, like the emotional clearing and whatever else you may be dealing with, then you have more freedom. Otherwise, you're still under the same emotional energies of duality. And you can't help yourself unless you get your emotional clearing done. Remember, that's what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. So I need to myself fall back upon that of why he was doing that. And believe me, it wasn't as bad then as what it is now. And the only reason was is because people lost their spirits to these timelines. So you have to get back here. And it's, you know, probably 1,000 times worse today than what it was 2,000 years ago. So that's how important that emotional clearing is. So anyway, back to you.
Well, thank you very much for explaining that and for all you've done for us in the wee hours of the morning while the rest of us are asleep or going about our business. So glad you're okay. And I do want to mention, too, that some of us may have felt lightheaded or maybe a heat flush in the body or maybe some sort of weakness or even tired without any real reason why. And so if you were listening last night and are connected to the Creation Lightship or had healings going on and timeline crashes, as you heard Ron said, there was quite a lot of activity that he cleared for us. So that may be why. And that is a good thing if you felt that. That means energy was leaving you and you're now having more spirit brought back into your body. So, and then the emotional clearing, it's always good to keep doing that and to buy the unlimited version. It's so worth the extra $50. It will be with you indefinitely. And those of us who've been listening to Ron for over a couple of years now, and even some of the newbies, we get it that that has to be run continuously. For myself, I run it at least twice a day. If I have time, three times. But I sleep better with it. My whole life has been transformed to the much better from where it was. And I'm so much more in control of my life and self-empowered. And it all started with that emotional clearing. It really made me realize, wow, this was a real breakthrough. So from there, I bought a few more and then a few more, and that's how it goes. But the online clearings work, and so do these live ones that Ron does. In fact, Ron, we got a nice testimony here from someone who was on your live teleconference on December 22nd, which was the Body Organ Restoration Teleconference that you created just for us so we could, feel like have all of our organs cleared out, looked at and cleared out by the light beings on the Creation Light Chip. So this testimony, and I haven't heard anyone bring this up since a couple days after that, but you'll like this, Ron, being that you're a light being, a doctor on the light being, on the Creation Light Ship. somebody took a volunteer to take a blood test, and it was one of these comprehensive ones that had 22 at-risk categories, risk categories that the blood test checked. And a lot of them had to do with glands, you know, and or body organs. And so what they just got their results back from their doctor, who was super happy because this test revealed that the doctor was doing a good job. So the doctor kind of took credit for this patient really following directions. But also, the patient kind of, she's saying, oh, I just kind of knew that test was going to come out pretty much good. And almost every category except one that wasn't even that important was in the at-target range for the blood. And the doctor had never seen that before. So she thought she'd like to tell you that, being that, you know, the specimen was collected within a month after the Body Organ Restoration Teleconference.
Oh, that's great. Wonderful.
Yeah. So that's important because we want to take our bodies with us. We want our bodies to be working well. And when we have our emotional clearing, then our bodies just automatically start releasing some of those densities, and we do start feeling better, and our body starts working well. So I really appreciate you sending that in because thank you, listener, for sending that in because it's really encouraging and good to hear an actual physical result of an ethereal clearing translated into the physical.
Oh, yeah, I can add something to that.
Sure.
This before on calls, when I go and do, putting the hat on, we'll just say, making it very simple to do healings, whenever I do something on the show here, I cannot be attached to anybody's situation at all. So doing the healings is just all neutral, and the healing gets done, and it gets done according to how you are perceiving the clearing. Okay, if you get too emotional with it, you can think about something and say, yeah, I got a problem with my foot, but if you get too much into the emotions can actually block the healing. So it sort of sounded like, in a way, looking at it, person knew that they were on the call, and they maybe thought everything is going to be good and great. And remember, your emotions can bring you and take you out of your healing. So that's kind of what I'm saying. So whenever I do a healing, I can't be attached to it. If I saw somebody physically and it looked really bad, whatever I saw, it would be harder for me, unless I got into the present moment, to do a healing on them. Because if I get into, oh boy, it's going to hurt, or looks awful, or you know, that bone sticking out of their arm or something, you know, and if I get into the emotions of anything, the healing will not work for me. That's why I have to be completely in non-judgment, so I can run 100% energy into the person or the group of people for the healing. And I don't monitor what's happening. If you watched me on the expos and the videos or were lucky enough to see me, it just happens, just like this here. You know, I don't edit anything. Just have you pick your condition, and it's released. And so that's sort of the way you would want to receive a healing. So, I'm just giving you this heads up in case some of you are, when you think of your situation, like just say a dog bite, for instance, you might get into the emotion of the dog biting at you. You may get all these mental pictures of the dog running at you and then biting you. Well, that's going to prevent you from having the healing, because now you're in emotions, and those put you onto timelines, and then the aliens can replicate that to take away your healing. So you just want to be in neutral with it. You have a dog bite, we'll say, okay, help me, Ron, I need help here. And at that point, I can help you. But don't get into the emotions of your situation. So anyway, back to you, Kathy.
Good point. Don't get into the emotions of the situation. Okay, well, I would like to hear from other people who were on that body organ restoration teleconference if you had a condition that you were working with a practitioner, for example, or if you had, and they noticed some definite changes, and if you feel much better, most importantly, you know, how do you feel now that it's been 2 months later? How are you doing? So a progress report would be appreciated on your physical condition since that body organ restoration teleconference on December 22nd. Now, some questions from the listeners, Ron. This one's about red-eye devil shapeshifters and red eyes in photos. So a listener was looking through old photos and saw a lot of red eyes in the kids' pictures, and also red and white in her dog's pictures. So when we were growing up, we were told red eyes was from the way that the flash captured the light from the retina on your eye. So, but she says these red eyes were scary looking. Hadn't really noticed before how bright they were. And anyway, most of the eyes weren't even looking at the camera. So why were they red? So she's wondering, was there a red-eye devil shapeshifter living in the spirit of those people's photos? And if so, would she would like to clear them, or should she just burn the photos?
Well, I would probably burn the photos because right away you're already noticing what could be there. And normally, you know, the answer's in the question.
Mm-hmm.
So very possibly the shapeshifter could have shown itself through that, but I don't know the technology, you know, about, I know they have things that eliminate red eyes, you know, even my little camera has a thing you can click on, you know, to get rid of the red eyes that people have. So I don't know about that technology, but if the person looks kind of scary as you see the red eyes in the photo, then I would probably get rid of it, you know, just pushing a button in you and making you feel afraid or maybe anxiety or something, you know, as you see that. I would probably just burn it to get rid of that image. If you take it to the, if you put it in the trash can and give it to the dump, it's still living, okay? The photo is still living, so I would burn it. You could probably cut it up, you know, in a paper shredder. That would probably do the same thing, but I would say, you know, the best bet, I won't say the same thing, maybe it's 90% good, best bet would be to burn it. So you're going to be looking at it from now on whenever you pull it out. You don't want to have these things jump you. That's the reason. So back to you.
Okay, thank you for that answer. Burn the photos, yeah. Too bad. Anyway, following up to a listener's question, and some other people were wondering as well from a program a week ago Friday when you talked about mind looping patterns, and they wanted to know if they could learn more about the mind looping patterns. And I did want to mention that there is a really great archive that Ron did, where Ron really explains more what the mind looping patterns look like, how they play out, what they do to us, and most of all, how to clear them. And the whole program talks about if you're involved in those, how to notice it, how to identify that. So this person said that she spotted one particular pattern in herself, which was a mind loop, and that was the continuous self-critical, self-destructive, and judgmental thoughts towards oneself and others as a constantly recurring mind loop pattern, which, boy, growing up, I know that was very true of me and most of my friends. We were always, you know, pretty much self-critical. So if you'd like to learn more about this and do a little bit of clearing work, the archive is from Contact Talk Radio, and it's called Revelations, and you can get it through Ron's website on creationlightship.com. It's called Revelations. Okay. So thank you for your questions, everyone. And another person wanted to let you know, Ron, that they attended the Monday workshop you did at the Conscious Life Expo, and they tried the money magnet clearing that you discussed. Okay, so then they went to a charity function, and with that money that they cleared, they purchased some raffle tickets, which ended up winning, and the value was three times more than what the raffle tickets cost. So they thought you'd like to know that, because they were pretty thrilled. They don't usually win at raffles.
Wow, that's great. Wonderful.
Yeah, good to hear. So anyone else who did that money magnet clearing and was at the workshop, let's hear from you, too. All right. How did that go for you? Next question, Ron. What is the distinction between deceased loved one emotional clearing and deceased loved one spirit clearing? And can you do them both at once if the person passed away a while ago?
Okay, yeah. Both clearings are different spirit bodies. So making it, remember, your emotional body, anything that's invisible, normally people call spirits, okay? So the emotional body is a spirit body, but it's created by the earth to protect you from psychic attacks. So that's your emotional body. And the psychic attacks also come forth from your DNA, we'll say, from situations, law of cause and effect. And so that emotional body then turns into a ghost when the person who was using that emotional body when they were living, after the person dies, deceased loved ones, we'll say, or whatever, anybody that's no longer living, that emotional body will look around for a host. And it almost always connects to relatives because it has the same DNA imprint on it that the body had. So it'll look for the DNA energies that are similar or the same as it. And naturally, that would be relatives. So that body can haunt you. It can, if you had a problem with somebody, one of your relatives, and they are no longer living, and they didn't like you, that emotional body will come to you and tell you all about how they didn't like you, or maybe what you did to them, how you hurt their feelings, etc. That's going to torment you, because that's all that it knows. And there's no reason to feel, you know, sadness about somebody who you can't have closure with, okay? That's kind of what the emotional body does. It can go into other people, too, like when you have addictions. But basically, that's the emotional body. That you can do anytime for anybody. You know, if somebody wanted to clear Abraham Lincoln or something, just to say it, you know, you could do that for his emotional body if it's still here, and it will be taken off the planet. Your spirit will take it, and it's no longer available. It's like poof, it's gone, okay? It'll dematerialize that energy because it created it. It knows how to do that. Your spirit does, so it'll do that for you just by requesting that. So the next thing is your spirit body. The spirit body looks out of your eyes, and that's what they steal. You want to get that spirit energy. The emotional body is not going to have any type of really high-tech spirit energy that can live forever. It just is contaminated. It's just contamination. But the spirit that looks out of your eyes, that is what the aliens want. That's what they're looking for. And that's how they power themselves with that spirit energy. That's why they clean you off after you die. You're no longer here, we'll say, you know, death. Deceased loved ones, whatever word you want to use there, you go to the other side, which is the other side of darkness. You don't go to light. They will show you light and your belief system or whatever you think is out there. And then from there, you know, they dust you off, take away all that negative energy that that spirit collected in its lifetime and make you look brand new again, all fluffy good, you know, and pop you, slam dunk you into a body. But you do have choice of what body you want to be in. So you do have that choice. Maybe they only give you a few to choose from, so you pick the best of the worst. And voila, you're back here again with full spirit energy, them to steal your energy back again. It's like a game, okay? And so from there, that's how it works. So it's kind of like, you know, Dark Side gave you gas for your car, and they say, go have fun. Go here, go there, and we'll steal your energy as you're having fun. And when your car runs out of gas, we're going to give you a brand new car with new gas in it. And then you start off your new life with your car, we'll say. And then when that runs out of gas, you know, when the body dies, then at that point, you know, the thing, thus your reincarnation process. So the dark side, typically you want to get the spirit maybe a month after the death, if not a week or two, okay? Anybody who's been probably gone for maybe over a month, you know, after their funeral, we'll say, or after their death, more than likely they're not going to be brought, you know, back to source energy, to, you know, in the clearing that we have, deceased loved ones. It probably won't help them. You have a spirit barcode, though. You have that taken off, and maybe you, the person dies. Maybe you did it 5 years ago for one of your parents, and they now are dead. And, you know, that spirit barcode will bring them right into light. They'll bypass the alien's agenda to try to find you and haunt you. So that's the way that works. So it's two different energy bodies. They're both considered spirits, but the emotional one is dense and has all the traumas in it, and so does your spirit, but the dark side takes that and decontaminates it, and then you get popped back into a body or another round here in reincarnation. That's their agenda, and that's their programs that you're attached to. Back to you.
I call that healing the emotional, deceased emotional loved ones clearing. I call it the RIP clearing, rest in peace.
Oh, that's good.
Because just from what I've heard and just using it myself on so many situations and people, people have said that once they've done that clearing, they don't feel haunted. And also, it's a gift to that person. And if you loved that person, it's a real gift. If you didn't love that person, it's a gift anyway to yourself. So everybody wins, and it's only $50, emotional deceased loved ones and the spirit deceased loved ones.
It also works for animals. If you
yeah.
have any pets or animals, the same thing happens to them. They may not get thrown into a reincarnation. It's possible, okay. But, you know, the emotional body you want to release, and probably the spirit, too. You know, I would probably do it for pets and animals. But, you know, if you don't release it, then very possibly that energy could be around you, which may not be bad, okay? But you don't know how long it's going to be with you and who's going to steal it, okay? I'm looking at aliens abducting. Oh, maybe your favorite dog, you know, and it may be around you like a spirit guide, and you may love it because it may, you know, snuggle up to you in bed at night. You can feel the energy there, and it feels great. But what happens when one day you go to bed and it's not there? Okay, well, what happened to my dog? I had it for 2 years here, or my cat. I used to always feel this little presence with me, and now it's gone. Well, the aliens got it. So that's the reason why you want to get it out of here. And a lot of times readers, when you hear them, if you go to readers, they'll tell you about your spirit guides and things, and some could be animals, you know, or pets that you've had, or grandparents or parents or somebody, the boyfriend, girlfriend that got killed prematurely, we'll say, and they could be around hanging out. But basically, you don't want those things around you, even though they may help you a little bit. But, you know, they're trapped here. By all means, get rid of them. Give them a chance to get out of here. It's your choice. You have the availability of these clearings to release them. And like I said, you know, they may just be snatched up someday, put into Never Never Land, you know, on the alien food chain, and you never see them again. That's pretty disturbing. So back to you.
So, Ron, if we had a pet as a child, could we clear it now? I mean, even if we suspect it might have gotten, stolen?
Well, if it's stolen, the light probably can't find it. If it's with mm-hmm. you, then, you know, you have a chance with that. But, mm-hmm. An older one, maybe a that you had 40 years ago or something. It's probably already not with you at all, you know, and, you know, it's somewhere else. So that's the, you know, that's what happens.
Yeah. We're always told that they reincarnated into, you know, to be with you again in the form of another pet.
Yeah, and that could be possibly true. You might even go in and do a timeline crash upon the death of that animal, and maybe if it's on timelines, you might free it up, and then you might feel it return to you. That's just an idea. I can't say it'll happen, but it's possible. Maybe do 500 timeline crashes for, you know, Rover, and you might feel the dog presence with you because it got released from the timelines. Then, by all means, you know, do that, the spirit and the emotional body clearing, you know, the deceased loved ones for the animal so that it won't be taken.
Mm-hmm.
Back to you.
And a listener is wondering if there is, yes or no, are there animal DNA, animal genes within people?
Well, I have seen spirits of humans being in animals. So you're asking if you could have the energy of like a dog or cat DNA in you from some type of test tube baby situation. Is that what you're asking?
Let's just say yes.
Okay, so yeah, you don't know what the aliens are doing. That's where we've had all these weird life forms here, you know, going back into the past where you've seen maybe, you know, human heads on different animals and different things like that where they experimented maybe in Atlantis and who knows where else. So yeah, that could be possible. Some people are born or they have tails, you know. Can't tell you why that is, but that's a possibility too. Or different things that are a little unusual. It could be the genetics kind of going wild or something, but maybe there's something from the far distant past that is coming forward for some reason. That's why they talk about pigs, I think, pork, as being like just like a human, you know, but it's in a pig form, you know. Also, interesting to find out some of the people that maybe we heard people who were in plane crashes and it was like freezing out, and they actually had to eat other people to stay alive, okay? And then they get the bad rap of being cannibals, but you don't know how it's going to be, you know, until that situation arises, so you really can't judge it. But it'd be interesting if those people could come forward and say, you know, I ate, a human, you know, and I had to do that to survive, and, you know, does it taste like pork? I would imagine that they'd probably say yes. I heard it's more like chicken, but I don't know, you know. But it would be interesting. But yeah, so, you know, I would assume that through genetics, the pig is like a human, but in pig form. So, back to you.
Ron, this question can go a lot of different directions. The question is written, are there animal genes in people? Now, I have noticed, and, you know, me and my friends used to kind of giggle about this when we were kids, but some people look like certain breeds of dogs, like the bulldog, for example, kind of resemble their pets after a while.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm not the only one laughing at that. I heard you. So, okay, and then also there are people who look like some certain reptiles, right?
Yeah, Yeah, it's very possible, you know.
Yeah, they just kind of remind you of a certain animal. And then there are some men, let's say, who look like bears.
Yeah.
I mean, and then also there's also another direction we could go, and that is that some people eat, you know, people do eat animal flesh, and that's DNA that you're eating. If you eat a steak, you're eating the DNA of cow or steer, right?
Yeah.
So I think, you know, that this question is not really all that, it's you know, it's really a good question for a discussion, actually. So
as you are taking in the DNA into you, is it possible that it could migrate into you? Yeah, I imagine that it could, because you kind of are what you eat, you know. So may not show up in this lifetime, but maybe a couple of generations, you know, it possibly could. You know, maybe that's why you might look different than maybe your brothers and sisters, because maybe it just popped out into you, you know. You know, there's all different ways to look at that. But, yeah, I would say that would be a sort of correct, yes, that you could have the energy of that particular life form in you. You may not look like it, maybe, but you could carry the energy and have that instinct of that particular animal, even. Yeah, I would say that could be true.
Yeah, and if you just look at some athletic people, they kind of remind us of certain animals of that type, like a gazelle or a deer, and some athletic people maybe are just so graceful, like a giraffe. Just kind of have that sort of energy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I kind of think that people relate to animals so well because we may just have those genes. I know, like, when we go to the Creation Lightship, there's always an opportunity to visit various healing areas of certain animals for their own energy that we relate to better and or more than other animals. So maybe that's why this person's asking that. Maybe they relate really well or trying to understand where this comes from with animals. Okay, but we can move on now. All right, so earlier you talked about energy being stolen, and this listener is concerned about alien races taking control of our minds and every 10 minutes, and they're not one bit concerned with human well-being. And so I wanted to know, how does the alien steal our energy?
Well,
like maybe like a physical type of thing, or is it more of an emotional stealing?
I would say that it could be actually coming into your body energy system inside of you. Okay, your body does have energy to make it work. It could come into that. It could come into your auric field. It could steal your spirit energy. So it can come in different ways. And take the energy from you. It's sort of much like, let's see here, trying to do a physical thing here. If you have ever noticed all of a sudden your room is real comfortable and all of a sudden out of nowhere it gets cold and you go, what's going on here? Well, there's something coming into your room sucking the energy out of it. Okay, you probably all noticed that. No? And then you wonder what's here. Well, it's something there taking the energy out of your room and maybe it's taking it out of you, and you're thinking that it's out of the room. So but that's what they do. And you know, every 10 minutes, you're on a different alien program. They created you, okay? And so you're created by a particular alien race, action, or whatever, for a 10-minute time slot, okay? And they have control of you during that time. So, you know, hopefully you're not doing anything that's awful according to their programs, but that's what they do. So they are taking your energy for that 10-minute time slot and programming you to do what you're doing. And then the next alien race takes it from there. So back to you.
Okay, that's a good explanation. Thank you. Yes, it's so true. We feel that energy being sucked from us if we're sensitive, or we actually can suck other people's energy from them unknowingly, you know, just unconsciously. So it's really good to be aware of our actions and our deeds so that we take care not to perpetuate stealing energy, especially if we're, you know, associated with the Creation Lightship. We we know better, you know, but it's sometimes hard to be totally aware and not get caught into that trap of stealing energy or, you know, causing bad vibrations to other people. But being human, you know, it's not always possible, Ron, so we're grateful for these clearings and the opportunity to release energetic cords on us as well. So next question, Ron. Someone said that when they get a feeling like they have butterflies in their stomach, when they're around a certain person, like it's called being in love maybe or some kind of anticipation, why is that? Is it according to another person? Is it energy stealing or energy receiving? Is it taking us out of the now?
Well, I would think that when you feel something from somebody else, it would be good to know if you're doing it, you're taking their energy, if they're taking yours. You're still connected to that situation, that emotion as that happens to you, okay? So you may think that it's one thing, but it could be the opposite. You know, as far as you may think that they're trying to take your energy, but you actually courted them and you're getting the energy from them, but they're actually feeling it. So you're both going to have maybe the same experience as the energies kind of go back and forth and tend to balance. So, and it probably will balance out according to the energy. So let's just say that you got Fred over here, and he's at an energy level, I will just say number 5. And then you have Sally at an energy level number 7. So they hug each other and shake hands, and what will more than likely happen is that the actual energy of their vitality, using that term, so Fred will go up to a 6 to balance, okay, and then Sally will go down to a 6. So Fred will feel great, Sally will feel tired. That energy now got exchanged. And then you got all the emotions between it, and the emotions will be shared back and forth, so that now they both have different emotions that they didn't have before that they have to deal with. That's kind of how that sort of works. So you could have many things happening during a courting. You know, if you see somebody who's tired, really, really tired, and you get into their energy field, that energy from that person, they'll start sucking the energy out of you. And you're going to feel tired, and they're going to feel great compared to what they were before. So that's sort of the way you may want to look at that. But the whole thing is, it's not necessarily the energy that's being stolen. It's the fact that what are you getting that you can't see from that person? How are you being slimed, okay? What kind of energetic situation are they handing you over that you now have to clean off you? It may not show up instantly. It might show up, you know, maybe in a week or so. Then you can be triggering other people in your life that have that same situation. You go, why am I dealing with this thing, you know? Well, they slimed you, and now all your friends see that slime on you, and they'll join in on having that situation, the feeding frenzy. You wonder why you're even dealing with this situation. Maybe you cleared something similar a year ago, and you go, why is it happening now again? Well, somebody slimed you. So, back to you.
Oh, yes. Ron, I just noticed it's 48 after the hour, and we were going to go to the Creation Light Ship for a visit and healing. And before you do the intro on to how to do that, would you kindly give us a quick emotional healing and also a mental clearing for maybe we've been too busy thinking or too much interface with computers and such? Thank you.
Okay, so emotional clearing. So think of your situation in your life that you've been dealing with that pushed your buttons. Very possibly it could be that you may be a clone or that you're a clone human. Might be the first time you've heard about this before. And now you're really concerned that that's what you've been your whole life. And so anyway, just found out about it. But let's do a clearing for the emotion. So here we go. Think of that issue. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
At least a clone would be more recent if you were a human clone. Now you could be a real clone. So that could be very disconcerting, you know, from 2012 on. So let's now do a clearing for your mental energies. So I'll think of something that bothered you mentally. Here we go. Releasing that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Here we go. And let's go to the light ship, everybody. So you could enter in, if you wish, a couple of rooms, and we will, I'll do 6 rooms if we get those. So let's go to the light ship with our animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. And going up, we are going to go into the hot tub room first. This is for physical healing for one of your physical conditions. So think of one physical healing that you'd like to work with, and we'll work on that for you. We're in the hot tub room getting detoxified, and we have some requests for dolphin and whale, so we'll go into those rooms here. These are light beings that will show up, as a light being doctor will say, as a dolphin and a whale. And they normally are always male energies, and you're going to find 3 of these energies coming to you, maybe 3 individual whales, 3 dolphins. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and just request your healing. I think we'll go into the room with the trees. So here we go, tree room. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We have a request for horses, ponies, and llamas. So let's go into that room here. And we'll go into 3 separate rooms. So here we go, request your healing. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we always try to go into the rainbow waterfall room, so this is very nice, having the waterfalls and the rainforest all around us, cleansing us, releasing energies. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And going into the amethyst detox room here with the large amethyst crystal shield here, I feel the crystal energy. Here it comes. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll also go into a room where they have the clear quartz points. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go into the room where they have the deers, raccoons, and bears. So different rooms there. Here we go. So stronger. See the panda bears too. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's go into the room where they have deers. So I like to have deers. These are larger deers that I'm seeing. They're the ones who are smaller, like fawns. These are large deers. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's go into a room that has the birds. So here comes the birds in the bird room. We'll have little parakeets come. Oh, they're all around you, flapping their wings, chirping, singing songs. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, everybody. So we'll come back. We got green mud. I see that. Okay, let's go into the hot tub room. And we'll have some of that green mud being put on us here to detoxify us. I feel your skin getting a little heavy right now. And taking out toxins. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Go into the room with the white light. So here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Of course, we have to go into the pain release room, and we'll go into the room with the floating magnets. This we'll probably be doing tomorrow on our call, too. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okey-dokey, everybody. And we'll come back from the light ship. And we're bringing our animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants with us now. Coming back down, I'll count to 5. And you'll be back into the time reality here. So here we go, coming down. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There. Now you're into alien time, the alien timelines. You probably stopped on the timeline since we're on the show here. And so that's a wonderful thing. And back to you, Anne. Kathy.
It was so nice to be on the Creation Light Ship. Oh, well. Back to the show. Ron.
I know people probably don't like when I count down because all of a sudden they're very they're in peace. And normally when I hit the second number, they feel that density wrap around them. And they go, oh, crud.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. And you did mention the teleconference tomorrow, so now would be a good time to remind everyone that tomorrow Ron's going to hold the physical rejuvenation teleconference for those of us who have registered for the 8-hour calls. He calls them the calls. Tomorrow, February 22nd. And these are such a good thing to get on. It's sort of like what we just did just now with Ron as our ambassador to the Creation Light Ship. We go to a lot of healing areas, and the light beings also help clear us of densities and parasitic energies, you know, those hitchhikers, those invaders that are stealing our life force energy. And so it's a very good thing to have that done on an ethereal level. And so much healing takes place even when we're not actually on the teleconference. If you are registered, do call in at least 10 minutes early if you can and have a lot of water ready, several glasses and misting water, because Ron starts activating light codes with our waters right away, and you must hold it for the activation to go through so it will give you the light codes you need for the day. Back to the questions, just while we have a few more minutes here, Ron. Now, we just a little while ago, we were talking about cordings and energy cordings and stealing energy, et cetera. Someone's asking how they get rid of their parents wanting to control their life. That's a good one. I think they want to use a clearing for that, but maybe this question could be answered a different way. Go ahead, Ron, over to you.
Some people who have situations off and on will do the soul family disconnection. That's on the website. It's kind of like a Band-Aid for a given situation. So, if your family is living their life through you, which is maybe what the question is, and they're judging everything that you're doing, I would probably do the self-empowerment clearing. Mainly because they may see you as not being self-empowered, okay? What's your psychic billboard saying, okay? So maybe they are reading you as not being self-empowered, and so they want to help you out to be, you know, better according to their value system, whatever that would mean to them. So they see you as a failure or something, and they want to keep trying to get you out there to do more and more or whatever. So do this self-empowerment clearing, and maybe that might change your psychic billboard where they won't bother you as much, okay? Other than that, you may want to do an emotional clearing for them because they may be tapping into the emotions of you, and you may not want to do what they're telling you, but that's just, you know, adding more energies back and forth as you play in this ping-pong game. You know, where everything's going from one person to the next. So, you know, it's still a cause and effect energy. So do an emotional clearing for them. Maybe they'll be not as attached to you emotionally. Remember, they're trying to live your life through you more than likely. That's what I would guess, because they're maybe trying to judge you to do decisions that they would do themselves and you're not doing it. So, you know, I'd first do the self-empowerment one for yourself, and then a psychic billboard maybe, but after the self-empowerment, I would do their emotional whole lifetime clearing on your two parents if they're both living. Back to you, Kathy.
I would also like to add as well maybe that this person is a minor, and they may feel some psychic attacks from their parents based on a parent's anxiety that the child not be following their path, maybe, or maybe not make the same mistakes that they made, or kind of interfering so that the child turns out better than they did. There's so much that could be involved in that. I don't know. I think maybe a lot of children are psychically attacked by their parents. Sorry to say, but in a way you're kind of cursed by your parents when they think these things, because they always want to, you know, guide you, but controlling is kind of like overstepping the bounds. So I don't know. I was thinking of dark side mind practitioner more than emotional.
Yeah. You know, I'd first do the emotional clearing on them. Well, that's what I would do, because if anybody's attached to you emotionally, and parents would be, you know, and this, you know, somebody could be listening to this here, and they could say, well, you know, my boss is really a jerk to me, and et cetera, you know, all the time, et cetera, you know. Well, that means that they need an emotional clearing. Maybe they're projecting, you know, some thoughts onto you or seeing you a certain way. Maybe there's something that you're doing that reminds them of someone else when they were younger, that something happened to them, and that person did the same thing that you're doing, and they don't like you because of that. So, you know, just do the emotional clearing. That way they'll be peaceful. And their stuff that's projecting on you, which parents can do, may just, you know, vanish. So, and I think it probably, looking at that too, it could be like, you know, is your parents in fear of you, you know? You don't know what's going on there, you know. Are they in fear of you dying, maybe, or are they in fear of you succeeding, you know? There's all different ways to look at it, and what's the relationship on a soul family level to you? You know, who were they maybe in your past life? How did you relate to them? So, you know, you can go all different directions, but the emotional clearing is what I would do on those people. And then for yourself, you know, do the self-empowerment, so that when they look at you, you're self-empowered, and that might back them down a little bit. That's you, Kathy.
Yeah, I really feel for people who are kids, especially, who are the only child, because they've got four eyes on them all the time. It's kind of hard to get away from that. So, yeah, those are good suggestions: self-empowerment, emotional clearing, you know, try to sort of get some more balance in there. Thank you, Ron. So next question, and we only have a few more minutes. So if someone bought and ran the Earth Barcode Removal Program in November 2012, that was over 2 years ago, should they continue to use the Unlimited and run the barcode removal every month for the Earth Barcode Removal? Over to you.
I think I would do that, yes. Uh-huh. Once a month would probably be good for that, to get that stuff off of you.
Do you also recommend running the Spirit Barcode Removal clearing once a month?
Yeah, that might be good. It just depends how much the aliens want to, you know, attach to you. By all means, what I would do is get one of those free clearings that has, you know, the Spirit
integration,
whatever
mm-hmm.
word I put there.
Mm-hmm.
Vision, you know, for yourself, you know, do that maybe once a day, maybe twice a day. If you feel a little out of whack or something, you know, if it's emotional, then you want to, you know, do that unlimited emotional clearing. And so your spirit won't come to you when you're in emotions. You need to get rid of the situation that you kicked your spirit out of your body with, okay? You have to look at it that way. How did I harm my spirit? Or did it just leave because it didn't want to get harmed, okay? So if you kicked your spirit out of your body by having emotions, then you want to bring it back to you, but you want to get rid of that situation. And so just because, you know, you were angry and upset, you still may have the energy floating around inside of you unless you got rid of it. And is your spirit going to want to come in and join that, even if you're smiling and you got done with maybe throwing a temper tantrum or something, you know? But the energy is still with you, and your spirit may not want to come in fully because of that. See, that's why you want to get the unlimited, you know, emotional clearing. But you have to do your whole lifetime first. Otherwise, you're just working with one issue. You want to get rid of everything first that you possibly can, and then you get the upgrade, the unlimited version, so you stay current. Otherwise, if you didn't do that, it's not going to be very, very successful for you. It still will work with one incident. But, you know, you got millions of things, and you want to get rid of the millions so you don't have to keep recycling over and over and over again. If you do have a problem, you know, all the time happening to you, you want to do that problematic situation type barcode. That one is, you know, when stuff happens to you, maybe something happens every 2 or 3 months, you don't know what's going on, and that could be a barcode that's put on you. You want to get rid of that one also.
Ron, if you bought that question, if you bought that healing, the problematic situation barcode removal, that's a $50 clearing, and wanted to know, a listener wanted to know if they could use it, you know, over again, or is it unlimited, or do they have to pay for it again for each event?
I have to look and see how it's written up.
Yeah,
I'm not sure on that one. If there's no unlimited version to it, then if you just buy it once, it should be fine.
That's what I thought when you first introduced it. It was to be used as inexpensive. It's not unlimited because it's not a whole life clearing.
Right, that's correct. Uh huh.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying that. And so, over to you for any closing announcements or comments.
Well, basically, about a month from today, we'll be back in New York at the Expo. That'll be at the Pennsylvania Hotel across from Penn Station, called the New Life Expo. And we'll be back there doing that. We have our 8-hour call tomorrow, starting at 10 o'clock Pacific time. You should start to feel a little different now to those Chinese timelines. Remember, that's their new year, and they bring in timelines, so this should be. Well, if you're a new listener, then just know that this is how the aliens abduct people when they bring in new timelines for each year. So we just happen to be having a New Year's now, like we had on January 1st, and now it's the Japanese New Year's, you know, which was February 20th. That's where the major abductions happen. And so I would presume that a lot of the Chinese got abducted, and very possibly, like everyone else, at the first of the year, are, you know, got cloned out. Oh, that's what I would say with that one. You know, just a different way of looking at it, different timeline, different race doing their agendas. And you should start to feel better shortly here. So I would say probably within a few days, you'd be off of those abduction timelines, opening the way that the Chinese brought in. The alien race of Chinese, let's put it that way. I don't want to criticize the Chinese people here, but the alien race of Chinese that wanted to have their New Year's on 20th of February. And remember, everything here is alien. So once you realize that, you're dealing with alien races controlling people that walk on the planet here. So that's what's going on here. So hopefully you'll be feeling better in a couple of days. If you feel a little strange, then do timeline crashes on it. You know, maybe do, you know, 500 timeline crashes. A couple of them aren't going to help you, okay? I would say for each timeline crash a situation, you probably want to do at least 50 of them. So we'll do the mind to heart drop now, and we'll bring you into the present moment. Probably already there, but it'll make you feel a little better. Well, here we go. Commanding your spirit to take your thoughts in your head, drop into your heart, dropping down. So, like an elevator, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, and 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Hey, everybody. Naturally, if you try to think now, you can't. which just tells you that when you're in source energy, you're not think because it can't judge itself. Blessings. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, BBS, everyone, for listening. Hi, everyone. Good evening.